beginning by saying, despite my best wishes of life, the Jew that I have come into, whether it be animal, human, or worm, or germ, still actually by through, by his constitutional position, who are really eternal servants of Krishna. Only by serving Krishna may be the taste of great ecstasy. The Jubilee affected man, and forgetting that, they consider his matter, stool, urine, pus, blood, and other ingredients to be the self, and they consider what belongs to his body to be theirs. They are always thinking in terms of I am mine, in the world of them, sometimes they enjoy happiness and sometimes distress. Therefore, the question is, how the jiva in such a condition, being captured by Maya, can become absorbed again in the service of Krishna and return to the Supreme Lord? Then we ask Bhagavan to speak on that. The first number is saying that one chanting in Vodka, that Vasudev Maharaj, the Mahishis, different devotees, they are performing a yajna. When at that time Narayani appeared in the middle, they stopped the yajna, and all the ingredients for the yajna they used for the worship and the welcome of Narayani, saying, now, this is the real result of our yajna, having Vaishnavi Darshan and Sadhu like you. There, that same question was asked by Vasudev Maharaj to Narayani, and Narayani, in answer to that, gave the Katha in the 11th canto the questions of Nidhimana to the Narayani Gators. There is one verse that was very dear to Shrikumar also. Why are you the living entity out of duty, out of a feeling of separateness between him and Krishna? He is captured by the illusion of energy, and really he feels fear. Now, this is what Shukramaji should say. If someone gives me $1,000, then maybe I become fearful, who will steal it? Therefore, we become fearful as long as we think anything belongs to us. Therefore, his intelligence becomes vipariyasmiti. His intelligence becomes perverted. And instead of thinking that he is the servant of Krishna, he vipariyasmiti. He develops envy or a spirit of competition against Krishna. And he develops the Adhimana that finally holds the form of the enjoyer. Therefore, how to escape that ill effect of man? Bhakti Hisham Guru Devakana. There is only one method to escape from that clutch of man, that is to watch the Guru like one's own self, to develop that Deka Kapha of the Sri Parashara. So, when Mahaprabhu went to South India, In that prayer, Lord Brahma is admitting, this is the commentary of Sri Krishna from the temple. Lord Brahma, who is the Adiguru, who has four heads, he said, I try to understand Bhagavan by my own intelligence, by my own discrimination, by my own prayers, my own endeavors. But now I'm realizing this is a waste of time. Therefore, what should I do? Gyanin Prayasam Pukapasya. One should not endeavor for Gyan, separately from hearing Harikatha. There are three types of Gyan, Tattvadatta Gyan, that knowledge referring to the Supreme Lord, Tvamadatta Gyan, that knowledge referring to the Jivatma, and that Sambhava Gyan, which refers to the knowledge between the Jiva and Bhagavan. Therefore, if Lord Brahma is saying Gyanin Prayasam, one should not at all endeavor separately for those three types of Gyan. point of Srila Prabhupada is from Vijnana. Vijnana becoming one with Bhagavan, which is completely rechargeable. Even one should endeavor to learn all these tattvagyan, separate from the hearing of the Gita. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comments, even we should give up the endeavors to accumulate aishwarya, knowledge of the properties of the Supreme Lord. How big he is, how wide he is, what are the different energies. This way we should give up endeavors to cultivate Vaidhi Bhakti separately from Hari Gita. There is no need for any separate endeavor because Bhakti Devi is independent. Jnana and Vairagya are dependent on Bhakti. Bhakti is not dependent upon Jnana and Vairagya. Therefore, we should just hear Lila Katha. Inside Lila Katha, all Siddhanta is there. Therefore, there is no need for any separate endeavor. A question may come, we hear one of the qualities of the sadhu is his mona, is his silence. But Sukhita Goswami, he was also known as that. But as soon as he opened his mouth to speak by guitar, he spoke for 7 days and 7 nights. Therefore, mona, silence, means actually not speaking anything else except Hari Gita. There are two types of Bhagavad Gita. One Bhagavad Gita refers to Bhagavan and his incarnations. But Bhagavad Gita also refers to his Kaviyavastu or his devotee's Gita. For example, if you take the Srimad Bhagavatam, you cut out the pastimes, the character of Raya Raj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, the Gopis, then there's practically nothing left of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, she also gave Bhagavad Gita on the topics concerning the devotees of Krishna. How Srinath Goswami, the Srimad Bhagavatam, really described the five different types of devotees. In fact, in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, we can learn that Bhakti Gita, hearing the character of the devotees, can be even more helpful for the sadhana in terms of assisting their sadhana. Jyani Prashna Prashna Jivati Sattvatam Bhavati Vata Prashnavi Prashna Gitam Namavati Vati. Ramaji said we should serve the Hari Gita by body, mind, and words. Question may come, how can he Hari Gita by body or serve by body or mind? Then we should serve the Hari Gita by body by doing pranam to that place, to the hearers, to those who organize the Gita. We should do serve the Gita by mind, by thinking of it. And we should also, what we hear, we should repeat. Therefore, Jivanti Sattvatantra, one who makes his life Hari Gita, by that type of attitude, who is always restless to give Gita, then he can conquer Bhagavan, otherwise unconquerable. Therefore, finally, our goal is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhagavatam, the great and the great of the Yajna. Then, one who hears Hari Gita, that rasa, that desire to serve Krishna, is not available anywhere else. It's only available by greed. Greed needs to come and have greed to hear Hari Gita from that person who can do it.
कृष्ण
प्रभु हम लोगों ने आपको पहले पृथ्वी का भार ग्रहण करने के लिए कहा
वी वॉक्स यू टू यू नो टेक द बर्डन ऑफ द अर्थ
पृथ्वी का भार ग्रहण कर लिया
यू हैव डन दैट ऑलरेडी नाउ
साधु संतों की रक्षा की
यू हैव डन प्रोटेक्टेड द साधु
संतों को भी
डिवोटीज आई मीन डिमंस आल्सो यू हैव डिस्ट्रॉयड And the Dharma also you have established. Now we are praying. Now, if you think it's proper for you to go to your back to your dham, before going to dham, come through our, you know, planets, means sea, and all lokas. Then Krishna said, here, I have already taken the burden of the earth. In whatever your desires, I have fulfilled it. A little thing is left. The Yadvanshis are protected by us. And they are very, very strong. And they are very, you know, I don't know which one. So nobody can even defeat them. So if I leave them, if they, you know, if I leave them behind, then they, it even can happen that the whole Brahman they can destroy with their power. His associates. He's saying that I will destroy all of them and then I will go to my own dham. So now it's started happening in Dwarka, very inauspicious thing. The animals started crying from the sky. Instead of rain, the blood started pouring. So like this inauspicious thing started happening that time. His most dear Uddhava came to him. He put his feet on his lotus feet, started crying and praying, Prabhu, I can understand now this Brahma curse. You can stop this Brahma curse. You are, you know, Sarva Shaktiman. So nobody can curse if you don't want, if you have no desire. But it seems this Brahmasar, you didn't do anything to reject that Brahmasar. For the reason is that you want to leave this world and go to your own place, Dham. So please take me with you. I cannot live without you for a moment.
Who's speaking?
Uddhav. I am not afraid of Maya. Maya is very dangerous. And here the people get married and enjoy all the different, completely absorbed in the enjoyment. In the Vedas, there is getting married and sacrificing as animals in the yajna is said, is already said in the Vedas. But this is not, doesn't mean that you enjoy all these things after doing it and completely absorbed in these material things. In life, only once it can sacrifice by. So pravritti, give it up and give the nivritti path. So I'm not afraid of these materials, you know, problems. I'm actually afraid of the separation from you. you came in this manifested over here, and you have very, 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 very sweet leelas you've done. If one can hear these sweet leelas, they can come out of this material ocean. Your sweet, sweet, all potent names, hearing them by doing the kirtan of those sweet names very easily, the sadhak can cross. We are your servants, and we can take the uchist, and that way we can come over the material problems, especially with your sadhus. You keep on sending this, your parikar is sadhus over here. So one who can take the thing over sadhusans, you know, then one can come out of this material ocean. So it's only ignorance who just wants to stay in this material world and thinking, enjoying all these enjoyments. For that sort of person, it's very, very difficult to cross the ocean of this material birth and death. But for such person, hearing your leela's name and taking your nirmalya, you know, chist, one can cross this ocean. So please mercifully take me with you. After that, Krishna gave him some instructions. That is called Uddhav Samvad, conversation between Uddhav and Krishna. So there will be a time, then I will talk about this. So human life shouldn't be loose like this. So one should hear the sweet, sweet pastimes. Hear it in from the mouth of sadhu. It's the sweet, sweet name of his names also. So stay in Braj. If you can't stay in the Braj with your body, then stay with your mind. So Anuragi, devotees Anuragi, Bhagwan's Anuragi, like devotees, take their Anugat, their association, and do bhajan and cross the Maya. So Hare Krishna. Tomorrow is They will translate. So in between they will not eat. Control the senses. Take the Bhagwan's name. Take the Harikatha, hear the Harikatha. During this eclipse, whatever is one takes, especially Bhakti Sadhana does, becomes very perfected very quickly. Mantra one can do jab, kirtan. Over here also we have kirtan. Join this kirtan over here, like that. So, take the benefit of this grahan in your life.
So, what time do you have?
Krishna was finishing his pastimes. That's how they said, well, Krishna, you've done many good things, like taking the killing the demons.
Please be seated. Thank you for sitting.
That's how Brahma, Shiva, Nanak, all the demons approached Krishna. They said, said you came to this earth and did many good activities, like protecting the sadhus, relieving the burden of the earth. And you also established Bhakti Dharma. But we think that now your pastimes are finished. Therefore, if you make it proper, you may please return to your supreme abode. And we will also come with you. Then Krishna answered to the devas, listen, what you've said is fine. I've relieved the burden of the earth, but still there is something remaining. My eternal associates, the other monks, who are protected by me always, they are very powerful. Even the devils cannot defeat them. Therefore, if I leave without them, in their madness and separation, they may destroy the earth. Therefore, Krishna arranged the disappearance of Garuda Misty by the curse of Durvasa Rishi. Therefore, Krishna said, I have arranged this curse of the Brahmanas, and I will also leave with them at the same time. At that time in Dwarka, there were many inauspicious symptoms. Elephants and horses were crying. Stool and blood was raining from the sky. There was flashing lightning, but no rain, dust storms. Seeing these inauspicious signs, Buddha came, did pranam, kept his head on the feet of Krishna, and weeping, he prayed, O Krishna, O Prabhu, you are leaving. I know that no curse of Brahman can affect you. You are powerful to counteract any curse. No curse can go against your desire. I think that you have personally arranged this pastime. Therefore, Krishna, please, I want to go with you. I cannot stand 1 second in separation without you. This mind is very fearful. Therefore, please, take me with you. Will you continue? Because materialistic persons are a little inclined towards material enjoyment, the scripture has given some concession. For example, if you want to eat meat, then you can invite your friends and sacrifice an animal. If you want to enjoy sex life, then there is the procedure of marriage. Therefore, the man will only think of one woman and one will be loving here and there, like a dog. Therefore, even though the scripture has been seen to encourage the pravritti man, the path of material enjoyment, this is not that. It is actually trying to curb the materialistic desire to aid in renunciation or the pravritti man. Therefore, Krishna, I am very much afraid of that, and I am very much afraid of separation from you also. You came to this world and performed very sweet pastimes. By eating those pastimes in the mouth of Gurudev and performing Shravana Kirtan of Rosalila, then the jivas can easily cross the most strong and fearful Maya. By serving the gardens and the food remnants left by you, we will easily cross the ocean of birth and death. Therefore, by Sakasara, by Sadhu Sangha, and Krishna himself coming to form of Gurudev, then the living entities by taking shelter of these things can easily be delivered. But the living entities of this world have become mad by materialistic enjoyment. By enjoying big marriages, etc., they think, I will never die, I will enjoy forever. But by hearing Harikatha, even such persons as that, and by serving Prashad, even such materialistic persons can cross the line. Therefore, Bhagavan gave his final instruction to Uddha in the 11th canto, that is called Uddha Sandesh. Therefore, Uddha Sandvansa. Therefore, by performing the kirtan of Yavishadev, and by living in Braj, my body, you cannot be in Vrindavan to live in Vrindavan, my mind. Performing Sangha with the loving devotees, the Rasik Vaishnavas. By following their Anagatya, their guidance, one can easily cross Maya. This is the essence of all instructions. Therefore, tomorrow is Lunaka, solar eclipse, from 6:28 to 9:25. At that time, the Go for it,